Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. And here we are again, lucky to be with him, Judge Andrew Napolitano, a real man, an American patriot of a time that's gone by, and somebody that just isn't going to talk about things, he knows about things. And when it comes to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, there's nobody around that knows it better than he does, as I believe. And if anybody could show me differently, let me know. Judge, thanks for being here today.
Pleasure, Gerald.
And you have a new article coming out tomorrow. And very sad article. War and the Constitution. Can the president fight any war he wishes? Can Congress fund any war it chooses? Are there constitution and legal requirements that must be first met before war is waged? These questions should be addressed in a national debate over the U.S. military involvement in Ukraine and Israel. Sadly, there is no debate. The media are mouthing what the CIA is telling them. Congress is in lockstep. And only a few websites and podcasts, my own, Judging Freedom, or YouTube among them, are challenging the government's reckless, immoral, illegal, and unconstitutional wars. I mean, just in that, look how sad what you just said.
Very sad. It's very sad. You are foremost among the warriors for peace, and we have been discussing this until we're blue in the face. We had that huge rally that you ran about a month ago, which probably had 500 people there and 250,000 watching by Zoom. We make these arguments over and over again. What got me going on this was the Biden administration announcement in the past week of sending this very sophisticated THAAD, THAAD. It's an acronym for what it is, defensive equipment to Israel, and 100 American troops to guard and operate it. 3 days later, another THAAD and another 100 troops. This is exactly the way Vietnam began. So go to a Vietnam veteran, they're our age, and say, what were you fighting for? They can't answer you. They can't answer you what they were fighting for. You can ask the same question to a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan. These are presidentially crafted, non-congressionally declared wars that kill and slaughter innocents, Americans and others, mainly others, and increase the national debt by trillions.
Yeah.
Over and over and over and over again. And you could just see it happening in Israel. We've given the Israelis, well, we haven't given. Biden has the authority to give $20 billion. We don't know exactly how much he's given. What has he given to the Ukrainians? Hang on to your seats. $265 billion. Of money borrowed in the taxpayer's name, equipment purchased with money borrowed in the taxpayers' names, increasing the national debt, resulted in the slaughter of 600,000 young Ukrainian men. It's a whole generation.
While the people in North Carolina, your houses get destroyed. Here's a couple of bucks. Shut the hell up. We got to send money to Ukraine to go kill people, to keep bloodying the killing fields. And you're talking about, yesterday, the EU stole another, I think it was about $40 billion of Russian money, and they're giving it to Ukraine as well.
Was that money frozen in a bank account?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Stolen money.
And Putin and Xi are laughing at them at the BRICS summit, because BRICS is more prosperous than the G7. And BRICS will soon have its own standard for bank transfers and for a uniform measurement of wealth.
Yep. It's the beginning of the death of the dollar.
the sanctions imposed by Biden, because the Supreme Court ruled in 1936 that the president can do this on his own, impose sanctions, impose embargoes. The sanctions imposed by Biden have not only not hurt Russia, they have helped it tremendously.
You are 100% correct. And if you go back to your Trends Journal, when Biden did that, we said that Russia has all the human and natural resources it needs to be more self-sufficient. They're going to be less globalized and more self-sufficient and self-sustaining. So all those businesses that pulled out of Russia, the Russian people took them over. And that's all that's happened. Their economy is up. They're doing better than most of Europe. By the way, in this week's Trends Journal, you're looking at France and Germany being downgraded to recession levels, basically.
Wow.
And you're looking at Germany, the third largest economy in the world and Europe's largest, and France and Germany are the number, France number is the number two economy in the EU, and Germany's the number one. They're both sliding into recession.
Mm.
So you're going back to 1936, that's slime ball, the clown playing president, FDR.
Yes.
Yeah, F-U-C-K-D-R, yeah. That's the guy also. He said, turn in all your gold. You can't own gold. Oh, that FDR that gave the 1936... Oh, that the FDR that got us into World War II?
The same FDR. Yep. Yep.
Oh, the Roosevelt gang, right? Oh, I forgot about what was it? Theodore Roosevelt, another murderous bastard?
Yes.
It's a crime syndicate running this country and most countries. You know, you go on here to say, you know, you begin it by saying, can the president fight any war he wishes? These presidents couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag.
It's funny you should say that, because the very bellicose presidents have been those with no military experience whatsoever, like George W. Bush.
Yep. Take a look over at the UK. How about that slimeball Churchill who everybody looks up to?
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more on Churchill. You get in trouble at cocktail parties when you blast him, but I'm 100% in your camp with him, and I know the people watching us now are. And of course, if you lived in Dresden, Germany, and survived the carpet bombing of civilian and downtown neighborhoods, non-military targets, when Germany was within an inch of surrendering anyway, you and your relatives have very strong views about Churchill.
And this is one of my books, Trend Tracking, Far Better Than Megatrends, Time Magazine. I became a trend forecaster when the Iranian conflict broke out in late 1970s, when everybody taught us to hate Iran. And nobody had any of the information about how the United States, with the MI6, and the CIA overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in Iran in 1953, because that SOB, Mossadegh, had the nerve to say, this oil does not belong to Anglo-Iranian Oil, better known today as BP, or Standard Oil, better known today as ExxonMobil. It's the oil of the Iranian people. No, it's not. It's our oil. The only newspaper that picked up when they finally released the information of Churchill and Kermit Roosevelt, again, was he the grandson of Theodore Roosevelt or the great-grandson, with the CIA and Churchill overthrowing Mossadegh, bringing back the Shah and creating the SAVAK, the secret police that made the SS look good.
Yes.
The only newspaper that reported when they finally released the information was the Financial Times. And at that time, it was coming from London. People have no idea about this.
Right, right.
That's the Churchill.
Correct. Well, it's also Eisenhower. It happened in 53. Either the CIA did it without his knowledge because the CIA was new at the time, or he authorized it.
Yeah. You go now back to the Constitution. The War Powers Resolution, which requires presidential notification to Congress of the use of American military force, is unconstitutional. Why is that, Judge?
Because it allows the president to start a war on his own. It is the Congress giving away its authority to declare war to the president. And the Supreme Court has ruled, this statute has never been challenged in the Supreme Court, but in other cases, the Supreme Court has ruled that one branch of government can't give away a core function to the other. That makes the receiving branch too powerful, and that's dangerous to human liberty. In this case, Madison intentionally, the notes and the speeches on this are copious if you ever want to read them. Madison intentionally, when crafting the Constitution, separated the war waging power from the war making power. The war making power is Congress. Congress decides on the target and to declare war. The president manages the war. If both of those are in the hands of the president, he's not a president anymore, he's a prince. The War Powers Resolution allows the president to wage any war he wants at any time he wants against any person or entity that he wants for 180 days until he has to report it to Congress. And then he can report it in secret. And the members of Congress, there's just eight of them, you can't make this up, who receive it in secret, cannot tell their colleagues, their press, the press, or their constituents. What the hell kind of a democracy is that? Ours.
It's not a democracy. And this is the bullshit we go over fighting, bringing freedom and democracy to other countries when they're robbing it in front of our eyes, right in front of us. And you talk that eight. What do they call it? The Gang of Eight?
Yes.
Yeah. It is a gang. It's a crime syndicate that's running the country. You know, if all these politicians, if they were all Italian, we'd call them a mafia. Hey, look at this lousy mafia that's slaughtering. Oh, wait, they're not Italians. We have to call them politicians. They're gangsters. They're murderers. They're thieves. How much more money they'd have to steal from us in front of everybody's eyes to go kill people with it?
Exactly what's happening. No exaggeration at all.
You go here, you go on to say, has Russia or Iran threatened the U.S.? No. What grave acts have they committed against the U.S.? None. That little clown lady running for president, and again, you see the cover of the magazine this week. You know, it's a joke. You know, numbskulls race to the White House.
Right.
You know, what's your favorite jerk? She said, Iran has American blood on its hands, and we have to do everything we can to stop them. Iran, they don't have American blood on their hands.
Iran has no American blood in its hands. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Iran no American blood in its hands.
But I'm just telling you the lies that they say and what you wrote.
Right, right. He says the same thing. He's in Trump in lockstep with Netanyahu. I don't know which of them would be worse for the for peace in the Middle East. Trump will give Netanyahu whatever he wants.
Oh, he just got $100 million from Adelson's wife there, right?
Correct.
The other $100 million he got from Adelson, what did he do? He moved the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Oh, and that land, you know, you stole from Syria and the Golan Heights. Hey, it's yours. I just got $100 million. I'll tell you what.
Right. It's yours as long as my son-in-law can develop it.
Yeah. You know, this is from when we went to dinner one time, and I asked you to write this down. This was 9-1, 2024. Anyone that doesn't believe in peace, I said, is a piece of shit. And peace is the spirit of God.
Well, these people
peace
don't.
Is the spirit of God, and it's not allowed to be talked about.
You know, Congress just looks the other way. Now, Congress is not in session as we speak, so there's nobody there to go to the floor and condemn Biden sending troops to Israel without congressional authorization. Troops in Ukraine, Americans have been killed in Ukraine, but they mask it over as a heart attack or an automobile accident, or it happened in Romania, whatever kind of lie or fraud they're going to perpetrate. I just don't know how this ends, but I fear it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Well, it is. You know, and you're also right. America goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. John Quincy Adams.
Right.
Yes, we do. We destroy. Again, there is so few of us that are championing peace. And peace is the spirit of God. All these people that claim to be, you know, evangelicals, this one, that. What God you talking about? What God you talking about? Where is there? Where are all the religions out there? How come there? This is serious. I've never been more concerned in my life about where this is going. And today, that guy Gallant, the head of the IDF in Israel, again is warning that they're going to strike Iran. You know, Judge, I want to make this really clear. People don't get this. You know, I was a premature baby. I was like in an incubator a number of months and stuff. So the bullies pick on the littlest kid. The bullies pick on the smallest kid. And of course, I learned how to fight. It was a different story. But Israel is a bully. They're picking on the littlest kids. Hamas. What do you got? Hamas and this little tiny Gaza over there that you destroyed to nothing? Oh, Lebanon. What are there, 5 million people in Lebanon? 6 million people? A city, a state the size of Connecticut? A country the size of Connecticut? Oh, there are 7 million Israelis. 9 million, but 20% are Arab. Against 91 million Iranians? They're bullies. They're bullying the little guys. They can't fight the big guy. Ain't no way, no how. Iran is very advanced. These are the Persians. They are very advanced in military awareness and capabilities. They've been building this up for decades, understanding that the worst was yet to come. If Israel goes against Iran, they will be wiped out. They're bullies. They're bullying the little guy, and they're acting tough. I beat up that little guy. I beat up that little guy.
Well, and they have a, add to that, Gerald, that they have a vice grip on American politicians and the foreign policy establishment. They don't have a vice grip on the Defense Department, but they do on the State Department.
Oh, what, Blinken? The little boy Blinken that went to South Africa, that slammed South Africa for calling what Israel is doing genocide?
John Mearsheimer refers to Blinken as Netanyahu's lawyer.
a little arrogant daddy's boy. My daddy was the ambassador to Hungary. My uncle was the ambassador to Belgium. I went to Dalton. I went to Harvard. A little low-life little piece of scum. As George Carlin said, it's one big club and you ain't in it. And that's the club that it is. It's a crime syndicate. It's a bunch of low-life people that in the real world could be nobody anywhere. They only are where they are because they're members of the crime syndicate. Again, the charge of genocide is meritless, he said. This is in January of this year. Meritless? Here, this is from Haaretz, all forgotten. This is September 26th. Netanyahu backtracked on agreements with U.S. regarding Hezbollah truce due to political pressure. Right here. Oh, now they're blaming, they're saying now that they got rid of that guy, Sinwar, he was the one that was, they said all the American media, all the American politicians that they parrot say Sinwar, the Hamas guy, was against the truce. Total lie. They want a ceasefire, and Israel refuses to give it to them.
Well, Israel cannot, and Netanyahu cannot agree to a ceasefire because his government will collapse and he'll be out of office and be a criminal defendant in a prosecution. Who do they think they're kidding?
Yep.
Amos Hochstein, one of the chief American negotiators, Bill Burns, the other chief American negotiator, were in on the game from day one. Pretend to be negotiating. There will be no ceasefire because Bibi won't consent. If you demand X and the Palestinians agree to X, start demanding Y.
Yep. Here, September 27th, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed that U.S. will maintain its military support for Israel, dismissing concerns over red lines, despite a warning that a full-scale war between Israel and Hezbollah would have disastrous consequences. Quote, we've been committed from the very beginning to help Israel, provide the things that are necessary for them to be able to protect their sovereign territory. And that hasn't changed and won't change in the future, Austin said. Sovereign territory? You mean the land that you keep stealing in violation of UN Charter 242 and the Geneva Convention?
That's what he's talking about.
Moreover, Israel announced yesterday that it's set to receive a military aid package from the U.S. totaling $8.7 billion.
Wow. That's part of the $20 billion that Joe can spend however he sees fit.
Yep. There's no, there, here. And now they're talking about senior ministers call for new settlements in Gaza at an ultra-nationalist conference. New settlements, stealing more land. Oh, and what's his name? Trump's son-in-law, Kushner, who you mentioned, said that Gaza is, quote, very valuable waterfront property.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're going to steal it.
Right.
This is just the beginning of World War. We are on the verge of nuclear war if this doesn't stop. And by the way, Judge, these are articles that we had in the Trends Journal when Netanyahu got elected back in December of 2022. And how week after week, they were slaughtering Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza, stealing their land week after week in the run-up to Hamas's attack on October 7th, 2023. Here, democracy, Israel holding over 1,200 detainees, mainly Palestinians, who have not been charged, August 8th, 2023. Israel's apartheid state, not an apartheid, declares Washington, August 1st. Israel carries out airstrikes on Gaza as tensions in region simmer, October 3rd, 2023. That's 4 days before. All of this is forgotten, what Israel was doing that led up to this.
Right.
Again, I'm not exaggerating, we have about 40 articles leading up to this, showing how Israel provoked this Hamas attack. But totally out of the news. Israel could kill, destroy, steal, whatever they want. They have the right to defend themselves. No one else does. Look what the media calls Hezbollah. Militants and terrorists. Oh, you mean Lebanese people that drove the Israelis out of Lebanon, what they invaded in 1982, and they drove them out, so they're militants and terrorists.
Well, that's a terrible state of affairs that we're in, and you have been predicting this for a long time.
Yep. And again, peace is the spirit of God, and we have to. And as you have said to me, government is the enemy of the truth,
and it is the negation of liberty.
And the negation of liberty. Yes. So everybody, tune into the judge. Judging Freedom. He has great guests you have on. Today, again, you're going to have on...
Phil Giraldi, and Max Blumenthal, Aaron Maté.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you're not getting this stuff anywhere else. And again, there's so few of us fighting for peace. So please do what you can to support peace. Unite for peace. United we stand. Divided we die. Thanks, Judge. See you next week.
Thank you, Gerald. All the best.